Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While the world is focusing on the American election and on the situation in the Middle East, we need to also focus on other events which are extremely important in the light of biblical prophecy, events which are taking place right now in Europe, and also in Europe's relationship with Ukraine and with Russia. And the Bible makes very clear how important these events are, culminating, believe it or not, in the return of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything about dates. I'm not going to set dates. I leave that to those who are not learning from history and who are repeating the mistakes of the past. But Christ told us that we should watch for the signs. And when certain events are taking place, he is telling us his return is near. And God also tells us that he is revealing to his prophets the things which are going to come to pass. Now it's up to you to find out where God's prophets are today. I like to focus on Europe. I like to read to you from an article which was published by The Guardian on August 26, which had this to say. Germany is pushing ahead with plans for a new treaty that will transform the European Union. Angela Merkel wants European leaders to agree by the end of the year to hold a constitutional convention in order to fashion a new legal basis for the EU. The plan could dramatically reshape the EU in Germany's image. The debate in Germany is now moving beyond Greece towards the question of political union. During the 2.5 years since the euro crisis began, Germany's approach has been to seek to impose its own economic preferences on the Eurozone. Many have seen in Germany's approach a kind of economic imperialism. But Germany seems to be coming to the conclusion that it is no longer enough to try to remake the Eurozone in Germany's image. In economic terms, it must do so in political terms as well. Just as Germany has sought to impose its economic preferences on the rest of the Eurozone, it is now also likely to seek to impose its political preferences. My friends, a political union in Europe is coming. The Bible makes this very clear. The economic union was just the first step. It's going to be a political and military union. But out of the European Union will develop a core Europe. 10 nations or groups of nations under German leadership. That is something we need to watch for. That is something which we have proclaimed to our listeners and our readers for almost 60 or 70 years. It is coming. The Bible is very clear on this. Notice what the EU Observer wrote on August 30. Last year, Germany went out on a limb by calling for political union in Europe. The idea was met with little enthusiasm elsewhere in the Eurozone, but particularly in France. After the election of French President François Hollande in May, it seemed that views of the EU's foremost political duo could not be further apart. But the mood has since changed, and serious plans are underway to create, if not a full political union, then something close to it. And then the article goes on to say that watching the evolution from the inside is Thomas Wieser, an Austrian economist who prepares the regular meetings of the Eurozone finance ministers. I think you will be surprised in the autumn by the degree of movement that will have taken place in some member states, he says. And the Bible says too, the world will be surprised when it happens, and it's going to happen quickly, very soon. It goes on to say in this article, what I have observed is a degree of cooperation between France and Germany which has increased even within the last week. Meanwhile, EU Council President Herman Van Rompuy and others are drawing up a paper to upgrade the Eurozone. It will include elements for a political union, but also for a fiscal union. You see, all of this is happening. While the world isn't even watching, the world is concentrating on other events. Some of them are important, many are insignificant in the light of biblical prophecy. What about Russia and the Ukraine? Now, we've heard about Russian authority and the idea that Putin wants to take over Russia and become another dictator. But what about the Ukraine? You see, my friends, the Bible is telling us that Ukraine and Russia will cooperate against Europe. Notice now what the EU Observer wrote on August 29. Ukraine's High Court decision to toss out an appeal by former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko may place an additional strain on EU relations with that country. The EU regrets the High Court's decision and is deeply disappointed with the consequences of the current situation, which prevents leaders of the opposition from standing in the parliamentary elections. You see, now they have gotten to the point where they have quote-unquote elections in the Ukraine, but no opposition. It goes on to say that Tymoshenko's detention is a possible stumbling block on ongoing free trade negotiations between the Ukraine and the European Commission. At the same time, listen to this article, which was published by The Local on August 29. It says, German diplomats are struggling to gloss over the fact that President Joachim Gauck is reluctant to have anything to do with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, a former KGB officer. Since his appointment in March, Gauck has managed to keep his contact with Putin to a minimum. Gauck is highly popular amongst Germans, it says. He and Putin certainly clash politically. But my friends, even though there's going to be a collaboration, even from a military standpoint, between Russia and Ukraine against the EU, against Europe, this doesn't mean that Europe is necessarily the good guy as it's going to develop. There's going to be persecution in Europe, persecution of minorities, especially religious minorities. We've all heard about the terrible decision recently of a German court to ban circumcision, calling it a crime if it's done for religious reasons. Notice what Times of Israel reported on August 31. One of Germany's most prominent rabbis has been charged after publicly vowing to continue to perform circumcisions. The office of Rabbi Yitzhak Ehrenberg, who has been serving the Berlin Jewish community since 1997, on Wednesday confirmed in an email that criminal charges had been filed against him. Ehrenberg has received a letter from the prosecutor's office because of comments he made on a nationwide broadcast television show saying that he will continue circumcising, you know, Jewish boys. Ehrenberg is the second Jerusalem-born Orthodox rabbi living in Germany who is being investigated amidst the current controversy surrounding circumcision. That topic isn't going away. That's going to stay. But not only in Germany. Notice this article, which was published about the Netherlands. Reuters wrote on August 29, Israel's leading rabbi has warned Dutch populist politician Geert Wilders that its party's support for a ban of ritual slaughter of animals in the Netherlands is anti-Semitic and could drive away the country's Jewish community. Wilders calls himself Israel's greatest friend and has also proposed creating a national Dutch holiday to commemorate the victims of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Of course, he is totally opposed to the Muslims. Reminds me a little bit of Hitler's policy. He was totally opposed to the communists, and that's why he got many supporters, including Jewish supporters, who didn't quite see what Hitler was up to. Now, I'm not suggesting that Wilders is in any way a political figure who is going to be of tremendous importance in the future, but he is most certainly used to an extent to pave the way for developments in Europe. This article goes on to say, Chief Rabbi Yonah Metzger called on Wilders' Freedom Party to stop backing a ban on ritual slaughter. It is the strongest political and public condemnation yet of Wilders' position on the policy. Manfred Gerstenberg, a prominent Israeli author, said in a telephone interview from Jerusalem that the banning of ritual slaughter has been used in Europe to deter Jews. And he quotes, "Are you going to support a guy who is at the forefront of the anti-Semitism movement in Europe?" But it's not just the Netherlands which want to ban this. There are discussions in other European countries to the same extent. Now, that was one of the first things Hitler did when he came to power. The Bible tells you, my friends, that the time will come where we'll have 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe reviving the ancient Roman Empire, giving the power and authority to a very charismatic leader who is of German descent, called the beast in Scripture, who is then going to bring about the great tribulation. And when this is happening, there is going to be an outright war against the United States of America and Great Britain. And also, there's going to be a war between Europe and Russia and the Ukraine. That's why it's important to understand what is happening. Read the book of Daniel, the second chapter, the 11th chapter. It gives you a lot more insight about what the Bible says is going to happen. We are here to tell you ahead of time, as the Bible tells us ahead of time, what to watch for. It's very important we understand. Some say the euro is going to be doomed, it's going to go away. No, it's not. The euro is here to stay. But the eurozone will become a different configuration because core Europe coming out of the eurozone will lead Europe. That's something we got to understand. And Germany is going to be the leader. And that is what we have been telling you for many, many years. And nothing has changed. Because the Bible doesn't change. God's word doesn't change. God doesn't change. He is telling us ahead of time what's going to happen. And you had better wake up and listen, because it is going to affect your life, no matter where you may live. So thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.